are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got the Breaking Bad season finale. You know what? I do watch Breaking Bad. I am loving it. I'm just a little bit behind. Okay? I started watching it this year, and I'm on season 2. I know. So I'm a few seasons behind. So nobody tell me nothing about what happens with the season finale, because right now you could TiVo the marathon. The marathon is going on all weekend. So I have right now on my DVR or my TiVo like 35 episodes. And so I've gotten up to season 2. Okay, pretty cool stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to think who just died in this one. Well, I don't want to tell you just in case you guys haven't. Looks like Albuquerque, New Mexico is set to make a lot of money. People take this Breaking Bad season finale pretty seriously. And you know what? It's pretty cool. I dig it because not only do I love fiction, and I love CSI type stuff, and, you know, but I love chemistry. So seeing him, you know, put chemistry, right, to practical uses, even though they're illegal practical uses, to me, I just really dig that stuff. The writers were brilliant on that. I'm a huge fan. All right, we'll talk about how colorectal cancer screening works. Those of you that shun the idea and shudder to think that you have to have a scope up your colon, think twice. It's good for you, okay? Not good for you, but, you know, hard to imagine that an orifice where things are supposed to go out, okay, can actually benefit you with something going in. But, yeah, these colorectal cancer screens with colonoscopies, not too shabby. Then some people with post-traumatic stress disorder are urged to go shopping to get their minds off things. We'll talk about why that may be a bad idea. Then many of us tell grandma and grandpa that they're getting demented. And a study has found that as you age, if you don't have dementia, you're really not losing your decision-making skills. So just because somebody has grandma or grandpa next to their first name doesn't mean to discount what they have to say. Next, we're going to talk about, apparently, you know, we're still in a recession, depression, but there is a job opening at the NSA. And the NSA has a job opening for, get this, guys, privacy officer. Can't make this stuff up. There's a privacy officer position now at the NSA. Why did it not exist before? I don't know. Then, drugged driving plays a major role in traffic deaths, being reported by U.S. News. We may not be drinking alcohol and getting drunk, okay, before we get behind a wheel, but you have maybe a little bit of a cocktail and some Xanax on board. That's deadly for you and anybody you hit. So we're going to talk about that. Then we just got news, breaking news, that the House Republicans are proposing a one-year delay of Obamacare. As much as I can't stand Obamacare, I think this is a horrible move. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'd kind of love to hear from you guys what you think Congress should be really doing in respect to Obamacare. And many of you know how I feel. You know, yeah, I think Obamacare is a complete cluster, but I can't stand the delay. Okay? All right? I understand that this is the Republicans' way of fighting it. And, you know, kudos to them for having some cojones. I get that. I'm not really worried about the government shutdown. This whole government shutdown they're talking about October 1, don't worry, our commander-in-chief is still getting paid. Our commander-in-chief, Obama, will still be our commander-in-chief. Okay? The shutdown doesn't affect that, unfortunately. All right? The shutdown affects museums, parks, certain government offices. For the most part, our national security and many of our government offices are are gonna be functioning. Post office will still work. The major shutdown that could happen with the fiscal cliff, not the fiscal cliff, the debt ceiling not being raised, that could then affect everybody. But right now, I don't think we need to panic about October 1. This happens all the time. I'm getting sick of it. So as you guys have seen, Republicans say, okay, you know what? We'll make sure the government doesn't shut down, but we're not giving any money to Obamacare. If we're this broke, why are we funding Obamacare? Makes sense. Okay? Makes sense. They submit a bill to Senate. Senate doesn't like it. Sends it back with the Obamacare legislation or the Obamacare funding in it. It's stupid. Honestly, this is stupid. Going back and forth. But looks like we just heard about 15 minutes ago that House Republicans are proposing a plan that asks for a delay in Obamacare for a year. Now, the reason why I think this is probably more hurtful and harmful than it sounds is, I don't want to delay the inevitable, okay? Obamacare has already hurt our economy, and it is going to be an absolute cluster once it unfolds. Yes, it's going to be nice for pre-existing conditions to be covered. Yeah, that's nice. 26-year-olds could still be on their parents' health insurance. That's nice. But from an economic standpoint and from a healthcare standpoint, it's a cluster. There were so many other things we could have done with healthcare. Don't put this off anymore. Okay, whether you defund it or delay it, somebody's going to get into Congress after 2014 to fund it again. And, remember when we used to get our butt kicked after school, right? Some of us would get our butt kicked after school. If you knew you were going to get your butt kicked, did you want to put that off each day over and over again, or did you want to just get it over with so by the next day you could start brushing the dust off and licking your wounds? This is what I want, okay? I think this recession has gone on way too long. I think the insurance premiums have skyrocketed. I want relief now. And even if Obamacare doesn't cause the relief, Obamacare failing will hopefully allow us to correct ourselves, have that correction, like a stock market correction, right? And then hopefully move on. By 2015, I want to be going in a different direction, not this same direction. What do you guys think? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Be right back.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dan working the dials. A little later this hour, if you thought George Zimmerman had enough problems on his plate, now he's dealing with his mother-in-law. Apparently his mother-in-law is accusing him of stealing her TV. I mean, he thought he had enough problems and issues going on. Now he's got to deal with his mother-in-law. All right, really quickly here, we were talking about the delay in Obamacare, how that helps. Does it help? Does it not help? Does it delay the inevitable? If we need to deal with all the economic ramifications of Obamacare and the health care issues in terms of access, premiums rising, insurance companies only covering bare minimum. Do we really want to delay this? Farin writes, Doctor, I don't have health insurance and I live in New Jersey. What is supposed to happen October 1 with the health care exchanges? The health care, I'm not sure what's going on in New Jersey. You know, I've been trying to kind of keep up with what's going on throughout the country. Apparently, New Jersey, I believe Aetna decided to pull out, possibly United. There's all these rumors that certain major insurance companies are not going to be a part of these exchanges October 1st. Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can't buy an Aetna policy or United policy. What I'm understanding, October 1st, which is what, how many days away? Okay, we're supposed to be able to go to a website that is either state-run, federal government-run, jointly together, all right, where they're supposed to offer a plethora of insurance options, okay? I am right now on the Nevada HealthLink site, okay? I live in Nevada. Nevada HealthLink, according to this site, was created by the state of Nevada to help individuals and small businesses easily shop for, compare health insurance. In October 2013, it says this website will become an online marketplace where you could enroll in an income-based health insurance plan. There's supposed to be government subsidies, depending on what you make or what you don't make, okay, to help pay for some of this insurance. It sounds great, okay? I can't access the site. It's not up till October 2013. In fact, I think it's crashing my computer because I can't pull up the George Zimmerman story right now. So I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe the NSA has seen I pulled up George Zimmerman and they don't like me. All I'm doing is reading the news, people. Cut me some slack. So I don't really have any information on my particular state. I was hoping I would. You would think this would be available prior. So then October 1, things go smoothly. My guess is Google, Internet, AOL, Yahoo. I believe we are going to have some major server issues because October 1, everybody thinks they're getting health insurance for free. My impression is it's supposed to be a very nice, bold, nice big font, understandable for most of us to read because a lot of these health insurance policies are written in legal code. And we're supposed to see what they offer in terms of benefits. It's supposed to include mammograms, physicals, etc. By physical, be careful. That doesn't mean cholesterol. It doesn't mean prostate check. Okay? It doesn't mean, it doesn't necessarily mean everything. Maybe a pap smear, but only every few years. Be very careful when you see physical, because my idea of a physical, I believe, is way different than what an insurance company is shooting for. Okay, I mean, my idea of a physical is getting that EKG. If you're a smoker, get a chest x-ray, or now we're allowed to do a CT scan, right, to rule out lung cancer. If you're a chronic smoker, get you set up for colonoscopy, mammogram, bone density scan. If you're over 65, an abdominal ultrasound to rule out AAA and abdominal aneurysm in smokers. I mean, my idea of a physical, getting your eyes checked, getting your teeth checked, right, getting a skin cancer screened by a dermatologist. Be wary. I doubt the physical that's going to be included in this includes 1/100th of what I think you should have done as a physical. And then, of course, copay, deductible, etc. All right. The good news about Obamacare is there's not supposed to be any limits. So if, God forbid, you get cancer, they're supposed to cover you no matter what. Okay. The bad news is whatever plan you are getting, okay, even though it's supposed to be less expensive, don't expect it to be much. Well, there's a lot of bad news, and I don't want to spend your time going into it. I'll repeat myself. So October 1st, I recommend, I mean, honestly, I kind of recommend this week, Monday, finding out what the website link is, okay? And don't be surprised if your server is slow. And find out where you go, what's the easiest way to do it. If you have an insurance broker, I use NevadaBenefits.com because I'm lazy and it's easy to use them. And so they do a lot of the research for me that I need for my office. But if you want, you can find an insurance broker and have them break this down for you. But October 1 is going to be a very busy day. I am hoping people get insurance. I am hoping. It's just I'm going to be very, very realistic about what the prices are going to be. Okay? And if any of you do get insured for less than $100 a month, please tell me. I may move to that state. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, so the NSA has posted a job opening for a quote-unquote completely new role at the agency. This is reported by CBS News. Now, this new role that the NSA hasn't had that they are now taking applications for is Civil Liberties and Privacy Officer. Yes, the NSA has a privacy officer job opening right now. One. The officer will, quote unquote, serve as the primary advisor to the director of the NSA for ensuring that privacy is protected and civil liberties are maintained by all of the NSA's mission, programs, policies, and technology. The officer will also be responsible for broadly and to the greatest extent possible proactively explaining how NSA protects your civil liberties and privacy to the internal workforce within the IC to USG partners and to the public to ensure adequate procedures are in place to receive, investigate, respond to, and redress complaints from individuals who raise concerns. Okay, you see what's happening. So now if somebody's reading our Facebook posts and our email, this is the guy that gets fired. You see what they did? Okay? They have a job opening. I don't know what this guy's getting paid. Could be a woman, too. Okay, I don't know what this person's getting paid. But now this person is the one that will be the liaison between the public and the NSA and reports directly to the director of the NSA. If somebody finds that there is a lack of privacy, then only one person gets the axe. That's how I look at it. The successful candidate, I don't know if I would want this job, will be well-known and highly regarded by U.S. privacy and civil liberties protection professionals. I think a gynecologist would probably be in the running. Because think about it, okay? Who out there is really, really good with maintaining privacy? Who deals with the most private of private stuff? Is it your accountant? No, one of our accountants we had to fire was having his wife do our books. Okay, that was ridiculous. Now, I mean, I don't mind. We hardly made money, so who cares? But I thought the accountant is the one that, you know, we're paying for an accountant and his expertise. Don't ask. So I think a lot of people in business delegate. Lawyers delegate. But your gynecologist has a hell of a time delegating. Okay? Yes, maybe a medical student may be in the room, but the medical student can only come in the room if you consent. So I would say if they're going to choose anybody, like my gynecologist, I really trust my gynecologist. Now, mind you, she really has a lot of material to work with. I mean, if she ever wanted to go into stand-up, okay, just using my chart alone would easily get her on Saturday Night Live. I mean, she's got a lot of material working with what I have, but she doesn't. And the fact that she has all that self-control means I think she could definitely handle this. So I would probably choose that. Oh, here we go, guys. The position, which is based at NSA's Fort Meade, Maryland headquarters, pays $173,000 a year. That's more than what family doctors make. Roughly what gynecologists make, depending on where they work and if they own their own practice or not. $173,000. Keep in mind, you will get fired if anybody claims that their tweet was read. Okay. Good to know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So George Zimmerman's mother-in-law yesterday filed a police report saying that George Zimmerman stole her television set and furniture. Oh, boy. If he thought the jury was tough, he's now up against his mother-in-law. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods Freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know much about this story. I can't confirm it. I guess O.J. Simpson allegedly got caught stealing cookies from the prison cafeteria. Now, I know he's already kind of battling a weight issue, right? Possible diabetes. I don't know if he has diabetes. I thought I heard he had diabetes. But O.J. Simpson, while in prison, possibly stole some cookies. Not sure what kind, if they were chocolate chip, macadamia, not too sure. But that just adds to his legal woes. Adding to George Zimmerman's legal woes, George Zimmerman's mother-in-law, Michelle Dean, owns the house in Lake Mary, Florida, where George and Shelley were living during his murder trial before they broke up. As you know, George Zimmerman and his wife are now separated. I believe there was a domestic dispute. Shelley had called the police saying George Zimmerman was armed and she felt her life was in danger. This is just a Whew, just one big cluster in and of itself. I mean, at least she stood by him, you know, I mean, throughout the trial. You got to give her some, you know, some props for that. You know, if you notice that, why is that? Okay, like with, you know, Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton, the wives stand by their man. Now, I mean, I would probably stand by my man, too. At home, I'd give him a tongue lashing. I mean, I would probably rip him a new one, you know, verbally for my having to, you know, in the public eye, look like the one I was cheating, you know, who was cheated. But, you know, I got to hand it to these women for standing by their man. Do I think they have to? Okay, I mean, if somebody cheats on you, no. I think you have every right to leave. Somebody cheats on you, leave. Okay, you know, you don't want to get HIV, HPV, HSV, syphilis. You don't need that. And, you know, the reason why we get married, okay, you know, it's not for the sex. Okay, it used to be. Okay, I mean, we get married because we want that person to be with us in sickness and in health to do his part. Men, too. If your wife cheats, not really any incentive for you to stay. Because you want to make sure that that spouse is with you till the bitter end. Now, Hillary, I think, is going to be with Bill to the bitter end. I mean, I have to give her props for having the cojones in the 90s to stand by her man like she did. And, boy, that was embarrassing for her. Mona Lewinsky, Jennifer Flowers, then I think you had that trip lady that found the dress or something, I don't know. There was a lot of women involved, all right, in this. Maybe Hillary knew she was going to get to run for president one day, who knows? I mean, you know, she definitely is a shrewd woman. And so, you know, I just kind of wonder what is going on in the, I don't know, the back room when the wife or the husband, you know, tells the publicist, okay, or tells the lawyer, like in George Zimmerman's case, okay, I want to leave my spouse. Do they say, no, 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 don't do that because once you leave, it's going to wreck everything. Now, you would think if Shelley Zimmerman wanted to divorce George Zimmerman, okay, don't you think if she really hated him, then the ideal time would be during the trial? Because, I mean, if somebody wants to divorce somebody, I'm not saying they always hate him, but it sounds like she really doesn't like him, okay, from what I've seen. Then what incentive was there for her to stay unless the stand-by-your-man defense helps in a divorce setting? I don't know. I'm not going to sing the song. Right, Stan? I won't sing it. I have a cold. You know, I mean, if you think I'm off key without a cold, wait till you hear me with a cold. So, I mean, that's my guess. I mean, you know, if somebody doesn't like somebody and they're going to divorce them, then why not, like, Huda with Anthony Weiner? There's all these rumors she may split from him, etc. First, she has a baby with him. Second, I mean, you know, in sickness and in health, the guy's sick, okay? You know, he may not be sleeping with these people, but he thinks he's sexy in his tidy whities. We're talking about some major screws that are loose in his head. Because I don't think any man is sexy in their tidy whities. I think boxer briefs are sexy. I think certain boxers are sexy. Viggo Mortensen, when he wore boxers, what boxers did he wear? What movie was he in boxers? It was the movie with Ed Harris where he played a mafia or a mob. What was that? You guys know what I'm talking about. No, it's not. Oh, my gosh. You know, he was just really, really sexy. And then he had sex on the stairs, but he was wearing boxers. He wasn't wearing boxers there. All you saw was his butt. Anyway, he wore, I think, flannel. I don't really remember, but it doesn't matter. Sexy. No boxer. No tidy whities. Tidy whities are not sexy. And we talked about tidy whities. Guys usually shouldn't use the tidy whities because tidy whities show the skin marks pretty well. I mean, if you're going to wear underwear, make it really black, brown in color, okay? And then it hides stuff. So Huda, Anthony Weiner's wife, sticking with him. Okay, true, she's got a baby, she's got a kid involved, right? Or is there some benefit? Is there a benefit publicly, politically, to stand by somebody who has embarrassed you and has fled the marriage mentally and emotionally? That's what I'd like to know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we talk a lot on the show about marriage. Because we're finding less and less people are choosing marriage. Okay? The divorce rate and divorce rates, I think, are leveling off, if not going down. And the reason why is you have less people getting married to begin with. The last, I shall say, 40 people I've diagnosed as pregnant as patients in my office, 95% of them weren't married. And 90% of them weren't accidents. These were planned pregnancies. Society is different now. People are looking at the family, the nucleus, the nest, completely differently than they used to 10, 20, 30, 50, hundreds of years ago. Okay? The idea of having a child, right, after marriage doesn't seem to be the goal. There are people that are unifying prior. Now, you know, some people probably accuse the ladies, well, she trapped him. Okay? You know, so she had a baby with him. No, it's not a trap anymore. Okay? What was that one man where he had like 50 kids with like 17 different women? Okay? You know, even having a baby doesn't, quote unquote, keep the spouse with you. All right? I would be very frustrated if I was a man and I had gotten a lady pregnant and then she decides to take the kid and live with another man. That would kill me. I mean, it's in men's best interest to lock that person in legally, hopefully, you know? But maybe because divorce is so easy to do, people don't look at the sanctity of marriage anymore. And if a marriage doesn't really hold two people together like it used to, then why spend the $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, however much it costs, to get married? So we're seeing more and more families not be married. A lot of stepfathers, stepmothers, kids living together, these unions are now the mainstay of America's family. And it's different. Some of us dislike it. Some of us like it. Some of us don't care. And so maybe the fact that you're married to somebody, maybe doesn't mean marriage like you or I may think it means. Maybe marriage is being done now for practicality reasons, for getting on somebody's insurance, for tax benefits, although I'm not sure. It looks like with this administration, you benefit more if you're single. And if that's the case, if marriage isn't done for religious reasons or for theological reasons or spiritual reasons or any other type of ideology, but more as a business transaction, then no wonder many people aren't breaking their butt to do it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sorry if you've been having trouble getting through. Our phone lines are up. We checked them. I think if there was any issue with the I don't really know how the phone system works, but we got Dan on it, and it looks like we are up and running, so go ahead, try back. I apologize. I know many of you have tried to call in today. Thank you for your notes. Just try again, because I believe the phone lines should be fixed by now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so post-traumatic stress disorder. Researchers found that, you know, traumatic events, when people deal with them, sometimes we'll use, let's say, distraction. Okay, yeah, like go shopping, go to the mall, etc. But for some people, that could actually backfire. And they say that traumatic events cause more stress for people who are materialistic because they may spend more compulsively. And some of these people may have lower self-esteem. So they found that people who might have been traumatized will be more prone to, if they do decide to shop or distract, etc., go the other way. So researchers looked at 139 people from a southern Israeli town that was targeted by rocket attacks for about 6 months in 2007, and 170 people from another Israeli town that was not under attack. When faced with deadly threat, highly, quote-unquote, materialistic people reported higher levels of post-traumatic stress symptoms and impulsive and compulsive shopping than those who were less materialistic. Now, I know a lot of Israelis. That is one term I would really never use with an Israeli, materialistic. I really don't see that with the Israelis. I see a lot more practicality. True. Yeah, I've never met a Muslim person that was overly materialistic. So I find that a feat in and of itself to find that many people that could be materialistic. But I mean, you know, usually, you know, people who live in Israel with that constant threat, okay, more practical. Okay. I mean, it doesn't really make sense to have the fanciest television in your house. Okay. If there's always the threat of shelling, right? So I interesting. Okay, so then they looked at Americans. 855 Americans about the level of materialism and fear of death. The findings revealed that materialistic people are more likely to try to relieve the fear of death through impulsive and out-of-control spending. But then you come home, spouse gets mad, now you're traumatized again, right? What? You spent what? And then, by the way, these credit card companies that keep calling us, to me, that's an assault in and of itself. You realize, ma'am, that you are overdue on your balance and you have not paid your minimum payment in over 5 months. Yes, I do. Can you call me back? I'm having dinner right now. No, ma'am, we need to get this account squared away, please. Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Maybe don't have any of your traumatized friends go shopping. Aging. Does it really numb your senses? Does it make people less astute? Obtuse, maybe. Make them more obtuse when it comes to decision making. No. Seniors who don't have dementia, and let me get this in all young people's heads, are still probably the smartest, shrewdest people out there. I don't know what decade it happened. I don't know what decade did it occur when people started to look at an older individual as somebody who had dementia and wasn't worth talking to. When did that happen? Was it the 80s? When we were starting to learn more about dementia and people were living long enough to have dementia? But didn't we always respect our elders? Didn't we always go to grandma or grandpa to learn? Didn't we sit down with them? You know, a big concern now is nobody's going to grandma and grandpa because they could Google the information. When kids needed help with their homework, they would go to grandma and grandpa because they were so smart. Grandma and grandpa are still so smart, but now they're going to Google. So grandma and grandpa aren't having the conversations with the young ones like they used to. Well, a research study was done showing that older people still, okay, are as shrewd as that could be. Now, maybe it may take them a little longer to understand complex financial situations. Maybe they will not act as impulsively when it comes to investing. Okay? Do not misconstrue that as lack of intelligence or lack of cognition. Okay? They're wise. No rush. Older people are never in a rush. I'm always in a rush. Okay? I don't rush as much as I used to. But older people, there's no rush. What are they rushing to? Right? Older age? Okay, no rush. So they may slowly peruse things. Computers, if they don't jump on the whole iPad fad, cut them some slack, Jack. Okay, it's an iPad. I still don't use my iPad. I have one. It confuses me. Okay, I'm really kind of comfortable with my old school laptop. So I don't want to go into the study too much. Okay, into detail, but just please don't underestimate or rule out or blow off some of your older relatives because they really know their stuff. I mean, I remember as a teenager and in college, I used to think my parents knew nothing. You know, once you start getting good grades and once you start getting all academic, you think everybody around you who wasn't as academic, okay, didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And you go through a very cocky period when you're a teenager that you know it all. I was there, okay? Then I got into real life, and much of what my parents said was true. But I didn't want to give them the benefit of the doubt, and I didn't want to give them the satisfaction of them being right, so I never told them, right? Okay, now my mom, okay, when she's right, I still don't want to tell her. I figured out a way to tell her so she doesn't have a chance to say, I told you so, okay? But the older I get, the more I realize my mom and dad really knew their stuff. Now, did we have people in our family that had dementia that we would completely discount everything they said? Yes, we did. When some of our relatives started to get cancer to the brain or started to undergo dementia, yeah, we stopped listening to them. And what really stinks is sometimes their wisdom still came through. It still came through. But because of the whole dementia cloud, we blew them off. All right, just stop for a second and listen to what they're saying. Okay? That's all I ask. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Drugged driving is playing more and more in a role in road fatalities. We have a huge problem with people having Valium, Xanax, Klonopin, Clonazepam on board. Then they drink a little bit of alcohol, and this raises your risk of a fatal car crash 23 times. You know, we, a few months ago, went through medications that can cause fatigue. And in one state back east, I forget if it's New Hampshire, if you take an over-the-counter medication, like an antihistamine, et cetera, and you get behind a wheel, you could be in trouble for a DUI. States are starting to crack down even on over-the-counter medications. So I caution you all, okay, just because it's a medication your doctor prescribes, Q8 hours, PRN anxiety, doesn't mean you take it before you get behind the wheel. I stopped writing all benzodiazepine medications, even pain medications, as take it every 8 hours as needed. Because I live in a 24-hour town in Vegas, and I have no idea when you guys are going to get behind a car. So I like to write it before bedtime. Before you get into bed, you could take the pill, so I know you're not going to get into your car. Put the keys somewhere else so you don't accidentally sleepwalk, get the keys, and get behind your car like with Ambien. But we are seeing more and more people, unfortunately, underestimate the concomitant synchronicity, if I could use a word that has multiple syllables, between the depressive effects of benzodiazepines and alcohol. All right? Don't mess with that. Guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Please tune in Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. 9 to noon each day plus Saturdays, 10 a.m. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, download the Dr. Dalia app on iPhone and Android. But most of all, please be safe. God bless y'all. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November of 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is, "E pluribus unum," rather than, "In God we trust," an established law of the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736, for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your one-year free subscription.